of the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta off till next week. Jennifer off till next week. The last week of August is the time when people try to catch up on whatever time they think they have left for enjoying the summertime. And so here it is, left to Rich and me and Heather Bachman. We'll take care of you well on the Good Day program as we talk about what's going on, who the winners and losers of the day are. More interested in talking about winners. And just sort of to underscore something that's at DougSteffen.com. A lot of interesting, I hope it's compelling, info. This week we have some information on what you do with your smartphone should you ever sell it. Richie and I were just talking about this, and I'm going to give you some more information on that in a few minutes. Plus Spike Lee's documentary of Michael Jackson in our television report. And that comes up. Yeah, that'll probably be a pretty good story. Meanwhile, Richie,
yeah,
the administration is finalizing regulations this week that will force automakers to double the average gas mileage of new cars and trucks by 2025.
I heard.
The rules mean to you that any new car you buy will have to get an average of 54 miles per gallon, up from 28 miles, which is what it is right now, 28 miles per gallon. The requirements are going to be phased in. Automakers could be fined if they do not comply.
So what do we
by
do?
By 2025, isn't that
by
what it is?
2020, in the year 2525, right. If man is still alive. Remember that song? No, you don't, but I do.
I do.
Anyway, a car, what do you do if, in fact, you can get that kind of money? Why are we waiting until 2025? And what does it mean to the construction of the car? Is it going to be lighter? We're going to have different kind of engine? What's going to happen? What's my Ford 350 pickup truck going to look like in 2025?
Say goodbye to your SUV.
Really? I want my SUV.
Maybe they'll figure it out.
They have to figure out. There's too much money in making these things.
I need space.
Right. The corporate average fuel economy, known as CAFE standards,
right,
will vary by automaker depending on the mix of models they sell. So you can have Ford, General Motors, Chrysler have pickup trucks, but the standards for the car, so the pickup truck gets 20 miles to a gallon. You got to find a car you can sell that gets 60 miles to a gallon because it's all about evening it out. So is that fair? What do you imagine the vehicle? That's more to the point. And 800-510-8255 is a good place for you to share. Yeah. So, what do you think the car or truck that you're going to drive in 2025 is going to look like?
So here's how it'll have to work.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the blankety blank.
Richie, by the way,
today,
for those of you who don't know, Rich was in the car business before he got involved in the radio business. All right, so you have some expertise.
So, you walk into a dealership and the salesman shows you this model over here that doesn't get the best gas mileage, but you know what? It's a nice family vehicle.
Right.
You can carry all your family and it's got blank, blank safety rating. Very good. It's one of the top safety vehicles that is sold today.
Mm-hmm.
And over here, sir, we have one that gets 72 miles to the gallon, but it's a death trap. You're sure to die in a fiery blast. If anything should hit you, if a butterfly should hit your windshield,
right,
the car will explode.
Careen off the highway. Right,
exactly.
Yeah.
But you know what? We've gone ahead and met the CAFE standards.
Yeah. We're doing what your government wants us to do.
So do you want the safe gas hog over here, or do you want the fuel-efficient butterfly exploding into flames, dying a fiery death?
Have yourself.
Nice little car over
Make
here.
Your choice and enjoy, and have a nice day.
Thanks for coming in.
800-510-8255. Okay, so there was a recent article that proclaimed you ought not to ever sell or recycle an old cell phone. This is what got my attention. And again, we have the information posted for you at DougSteffen.com under the title, Should You Ever Sell Your Old Phone? So this article was based, Richie, on a researcher saying it's incredibly easy to get your personal information off of a phone. So, hello, identity theft and credit card fraud people. When you get upwards of $100 for an old smartphone, a lot of people say, okay, let's get rid of it. I want to recycle it. But do you take security matters into your own hand. Richie has the way he fixed his. Just take out the Snoop. What do they call
it? SIM card.
SIM card.
Well, I erased everything on the phone before I took it to the guy who was buying it. He bought my old iPhone for $275.
Right.
It was an iPhone 4.
Yeah.
And then also, I took the SIM card out.
Yeah.
Now, I was lucky enough he had his own SIM card, but he can go
what
buy a SIM card.
What is the SIM card for people that don't know what a SIM card
it's
is?
It's like a little data card that slides inside the phone, and on an iPhone, there's a
compartment. You have to change yours if you go to Europe, for example, and use a different
exactly.
phone system.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
But, I mean, anybody can go to any phone dealer and buy a SIM card. So, but that's the thing that stores all of your personal data. I wasn't sure whether there's any more personal data on the hard drive itself anywhere in the phone. So I went ahead and erased the whole phone.
Yeah.
And then kept my SIM card.
Yeah. All right. So there's Richie's way.
Fairly confident that I didn't leave any pertinent information there.
If you're following the recommendations that we have for you at DougStephan.com, you'll see that the factory reset is the first thing you ought to do. What do? That restores it to the original controls and deletes
right.
your apps and wipes the phone clean of data. Does that work, do you think, 100%? Is it good enough?
I did it, and it appeared to work, yes.
Uh-huh. All right, so the information is there for you to figure out before you mail your phone back to whoever it is or where you're going to sell it or however. Make yourself a list of things to do, or just go check out the list at DougStephan.com. That we have for you. Hopefully, that'll be a help. The study released yesterday on teen pot use. Teens who routinely smoke marijuana risk a long-term drop in their IQ.
No, really? Hey, man, welcome to Burger King, dude.
Researchers did not find the same IQ dip for people who became frequent users of pot after the age of 17. After the age of 18. So if you start smoking before you're 18, you're going to kill your brain cells. Not, I guess more quickly, because no matter what age you smoke at, you're going to kill your brain cells. Experts say, Richie, the new findings are not, well, they sort of fit in with signs that drugs like this are especially harmful to a brain still in development.
Right.
And that's why kids who get into their parents, into the medicine chest, and you take some of the drugs that are there, you are absolutely moronic. What you're going to do is kill, you're putting you're killing your brain. You're putting your brain at risk. I don't know how many teenagers.
You don't understand that when you're 15.
Apparently not. Parents ought to understand that their children are very vulnerable, and they ought to be doing everything they can to keep their children from smoking anything, from being exposed to any kind of drugs until they're 18. Otherwise, you are basically sending your child into some form of dependency that will last for the rest of their lives. It's that important. It's that
serious. Well, I mean, there's so many parents who doesn't try to keep their kids away from drugs.
Some parents smoke the stuff with their kids.
Yeah, that's true.
Enough crazy parents around, right? All right, so we've taken care of all. I got an email yesterday from Richard Branson.
How's he doing?
He's fine. He wants me to go up. You know, I said I want to be the first guy in space.
Yeah.
Wants me to go up. He thinks it'll be swell if I try to do what the guy is who's jumping on a parachute at 110,000 feet.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Let's take a ride, yes. Let's go in my beautiful balloon. Remember, up, up, and away in my beautiful balloon. Maybe you don't remember it.
That one I don't remember.
You don't remember?
You got me there.
Up, up, and away, Fifth Dimension?
Oh, yeah, that I remember.
Well, I just sang part of it. You mean you didn't recognize it from me singing it?
Didn't sound the same.
Really?
Hold on a minute.
Nice job, Rich. All right, up. Up and away in my beautiful balloon.
I'm not getting it. I'm not getting it.
Up and away. Up and away in my beautiful balloon. Ooh, a round of applause for the Dougster. Yay!
Back then.
Okay. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I lost weight with the Ambrin program.
I lost a ton of weight with the Ambrin program.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Ambrin program. That's because Ambrin balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-830-7680. That's 1-800-830-7680.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do-it-yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 Paint and Primer and Scotch Blue Painter's Tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive mortgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. Speaking of great deals, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, the best deal on the radio at this moment in time. You pay nothing, and this is a rare find because most of the time when you pay nothing for something, that's what it's worth. However, in this instance, you're getting double your money's worth. You paid nothing, you're getting something that's worth twice as much.
I like that.
As nothing.
What a
it's
deal.
It's worthless twice. No, that's not true. All right, so Steven Spielberg said yesterday at the story in the New York Post, suggesting he was going to take the book about Osama bin Laden and make a screen, you know, write a screenplay and come up with it. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. There's already a movie being done on the same essence. But is it really? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life. Because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire. So when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry. Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
I'm going to give you another opportunity. You ready?
There are no wrong answers here, Carrie.
No, there always is. We'll find a right answer.
Only
to something.
Incorrect questions.
What's the name of the former mayor of Washington we were talking about earlier? Think about Raz and
Boyden.
Blue.
Straw.
Dingle.
Boysen Dingle?
Boysen Dingle. That's it. That's right. Mayor Boysen Dingle.
Boysen Dingle. That's it.
Right. No.
I'm a politician, which means I'm a cheat and a liar. And when I'm not kissing babies, I'm stealing their lollipops.
Having fun with Doug Steffens' Good Day.
All right, here we have our, about once a month we go through the top five songs from a particular week and a particular year. And it happens that the last week of August 1982 had some pretty good pop music in it. So your job here is to listen to the top five and play snippets. What? What do you mean, eh? What do you mean, eh?
I like this band. I wouldn't say that this is one of their better hits.
No, I told you yesterday, and I repeated it four or five times in the last few weeks, they had four or five big, good songs.
They were great in the 70s, and then they got a new lead singer in the 80s.
Yeah, he stunk.
Yeah, it was all sap from there on out.
All right, anyway. So having said that, this group is number five with the number five song of the week during this week in 1982. So where were you in 82? Where did you say, Heavy? You were in...
Eighth grade.
All right, Richie, where were you in 1982?
I was a senior at Sherwood High School.
Really?
Olney, Maryland. St. Louis, Maryland.
All right, so what do you remember about some of this music? You can tell us that story, too, when you call us at 800-510-8255. From number five to number one, we need the name of the artist and the name of the song. This was number five, so we now move into the number four position. I love this kind of stuff. Richie doesn't like it. He doesn't like sappy pop music. I love sappy pop music. This is a pretty good example of that. But by definition, the top hits are going to be, for the most part, sappy pop music, Richie.
No, they're not going to be sappy. They're going to be maybe poppy. But
yeah, this is poppy. All right, so anyway, this is from, again, this week in 1982, number four song. You're going to be asked to identify all five of the songs with name and artist, okay? This is pretty easy, don't you think?
Yeah.
I think number three is pretty easy, too, as a matter of fact.
See, I love this.
I do, too. I like this song.
Wow.
I want to reach out and grab you. The story of Prince Harry's life. Number three this week, 1982, brings us around. Wait till we get to number one. Number two, though, is a good one, too. Always kind of like this guy.
He's a great concert. Seen him many, many times.
He kind of looks like a dirtbag and acts like one. But.
No, he's a great guy. His only problem is he's now up to about 482,000 packs of cigarettes he's smoked in his life.
Yeah.
His son started a Facebook page, and his deal with this guy, his dad, was that if I get a million people to follow this Facebook page. Will you quit smoking? And the dad said, yeah. The Facebook page was, tell my dad blank, blank, blank to stop smoking.
All right.
And I don't think he ever got there, but he got several hundred thousand people to sign up for it.
All right, so that's number two this week. Who is this, and what's the name of the song? Now the cap off of the week. Number one, remember what was going on in the movies during this time in 1982. Duh. Not much heavy lifting there. All right, so we got the top five. Number five, you want to do it quickly, Richie, again? Can we do it in a few seconds? What's this song? Who's singing it? Number four. Number three. Number two. And number one. Call us right now at 800-510-8255 to identify the top five songs from this week in 1982 here on Good Day.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvaluein.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Small businesses might be bigger than you think. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to the SBA, small businesses generated 65% of the new jobs in America over the past 17 years. Entrepreneurs looking for capital can enter the MillerCoors Urban Entrepreneurs Business Plan Competition for a chance to win grants up to $150,000. Alfred Edmond Jr., Senior Vice President, Black Enterprise Magazine.
Small businesses are the core of our economy, and we want to help sustain them. The Muse Competition is a great resource, not only for the opportunity to receive capital, but the access and feedback from some of the premier business minds in the country is invaluable.
MillerCoors is saluting small businesses with National Urban Entrepreneur Week, which encourages entrepreneurs to seek viable resources to help reach the next level. For more on National Urban Entrepreneur Week or the Muse Business Plan Competition, search hashtag MUES or visit MillerCoorsMUES.com.
Hey, I'm inside a car shopper who's comparing new and used cars on AutoTrader.com. And a celebration's about to ensue as we get closer to finding the best deal on the perfect car. His head wants something reliable with great gas mileage, but his heart yearns for leather and a big V8. Here we go. Whoa, looks like they both got what they wanted. What a great deal. Now the sparks are really going to fly. Yep, I'd say he feels pretty good about finding a great deal on a car he loves. AutoTrader.com, the ultimate.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 per 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to getbetterforfree.com. That's getbetterforfree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's now 33 after the hour. On this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's Wednesday, August 29th. So Friday is the last day of the month, yeah. 1st of September is Saturday. Labor Day is Monday. Some children are back in school this week. We're in last week, and most be in school by this time next week. And there's a round of applause for that. Hip, hip, hooray, say
many parents.
You know what else is out there?
What's
what?
That?
Buses.
School buses.
Tom.
School bus. Hey, here's a this is a good Facebook question. Richie, did we post that other question about...
We did not.
All right, so you can be in charge of this, Heather. We were talking about Prince Harry and whether or not if the pictures, the video, is actually released, will this be the biggest royal scandal ever? The biggest royal scandal ever.
Would you consider Diana's death a scandal or just a story? No. Would it compete with that? Because that's obviously the biggest royal story of our time.
Well, story versus scandal?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, the scandal is if you believe that she was murdered, then I guess that's
or
part
if
of
you
it.
Just believe that that the photographers caused her death.
Uh-huh.
It's a scandal.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I
maybe
don't see how Prince Harry playing naked pool in Vegas beats that.
No. Well, that's why we have a discussion on it, Richie. So it makes discussions healthy.
That's why I didn't post it.
I ain't had well, so Heather's going to post it, and we'll see.
I thought the question was moot.
Okay, Rich, that's fine. 800
moot.
All right, so here's something we have nobody yet on the top five songs from this week in 1982. Put yourself back, put your mind's eye into what you were seeing and hearing during the end of the summer in 1982. We'll go through quickly the songs, and between now and 20 before the hour, your job is to identify them and call to see if you can win the swell prize if you haven't won before in our top five song contest, which we do some regularity. This is number five.
This
tell
guy.
The artist is in the name of the song. Yep.
Much like Michael McDonald was to the Doobie Brothers, the lead singer of this band was to this band. A killer.
Uh-huh.
They had lots of hits.
I thought Michael McDonald was with this man too for a while.
No.
Yeah?
Doobie Brothers.
This is Peter Cetera, isn't it?
It is Peter Cetera.
Ah, awful.
He killed this band. They had lots of hits. Lots of hits with him. But
it didn't sound like... That's why I say the original group and the sound
the group,
they made...
The group from 68 to anybody? Like 79 was awesome.
Anybody really know what time it is? All right.
Good song.
Hey, Harry, let's get going here. We're spending too much time on this. Number four.
What's this? Find them at any Bill Clinton event.
All right.
Good band.
I always tell my story about meeting Mick Fleetwood in the store. Sorry. Well, I gave part of it. Nothing serious.
If you'd have said Christy McVie or something like that, it might not have been so bad.
But that's what the Mac comes from. Number three.
Kiss me, baby. Let the
fire
get higher.
Oh!
This guy's great. Great.
Number two. Quite so good.
It's fun
Number
stuff,
one. All right, so while you're figuring that out, I got another question for you.
Bonus point if you remember what movie this is from.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Hey, we're throwing it in there.
Okay, 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or to Heather at DougSteffen.com or Rich at DougSteffen.com or follow us on Twitter at GoodDayShow and Facebook.com/GoodDayShow. The beginning of the school year brings about interesting possibilities.
Yeah, such as?
School boards trying to avoid layoffs by finding creative ways to raise money. The question here is whether or not your children should be bombarded with advertising. School districts around the country are adopting an unusual strategy to raise money.
No.
They are selling advertising space on school buses.
No.
Critics say this is a bad idea because children are particularly susceptible to ads, particularly those touting junk food.
Right.
But administrators say they're careful to weed out inappropriate pitches.
Whatever.
And that hundreds of thousands of dollars from advertising is a crucial new source of revenue. Now, the question here is, are these schools being practical, or are they being exploitive of the children?
You are not in the advertising. I'm sorry. 800-510-8255. You are not in the advertising business, sir. Mm-hmm. You're in the education business.
Oh, really?
Leave the advertising to the professionals. Sorry, you're trying to sell something. You are not trying to sell anything. You're educating.
You're posting this, Heather, too.
Okay. I am now.
Yeah.
I'm all over this.
All right.
This one's a better one.
Than the
Prince
Harry. Yeah, it is. It's a pretty good question, if I do say so myself. 800-510-8255 for Doug's quickie top five quiz. Let us go to Muncie, Pennsylvania, shall we, where Sterling is listening attentively to the radio program. Sterling, welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Hey, pretty good.
That's good. What were you doing during the late summer of 1982?
I was 3 years old, so I really don't remember.
3 years old. Oh, so this is a good challenge.
Wow.
This is how you do it, Sterling.
Usually we get somebody where I was a senior in high school, my first year of college. It's right there. They're junior, senior, high school, or first year of college we usually get. So this is unusual.
Good. All right, so let's go from number five. You pretty confident, Sterling, that you're going to win all the marbles here?
Maybe.
Right, why is it that you know these songs that are, I don't want to say before your time, but...
Nice, Rich.
Yeah, I mean...
They were before your time.
Why do you think you know these songs?
Well, my aunt was a DJ on the radio, so I pretty much grew up on vinyl.
Your aunt was?
Yeah.
Really? It was unusual in that era to have a woman on the air as a disc jockey.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right.
It was the 80s, isn't
it? Let's get to it.
Sorry.
Number five.
Chicago. Hard to say. I'm sorry.
Yep. Number four.
Fleetwood Mac. Hold me.
Number three.
Steve Miller. Abracadabra.
Number two.
John Mellencamp. Her So Good.
Number one.
Survivor. Eye of the Tiger.
Name of the movie.
Oh, that I don't know.
No, really?
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. Give him a point. Hold on a second.
I'm impressed that he knows the song without knowing the movie.
Yeah. All right. Jamie, what's the name of the movie? Where'd Jamie go? Brucey, give me the other side. Jamie.
Yes.
What's the name of the movie?
Rocky III.
It was Rocky III. You're right. Okay, so Jamie is going to get a swell prize for identifying Rocky III, and Sterling is going to get a bigger prize for identifying all of the top five songs of this week in 1982. But Jamie, you thought you had them too, right?
Oh, I had them.
What were you doing during this week in 1982?
I was probably in sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right, so you were tuned into pop music then by that time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Which of these five do you like the best?
Probably Steve Miller.
Really?
Yeah.
Sterling, which of the top five do you like best?
Probably John Mellencamp.
Yeah. John Cougar. I remember as a jock, actually Mellencamp wasn't around as a jock. I was thinking like a jock still in 82, even though I was working for CBS in St. Louis as a talk person. But it was fun to kind of play. I've always had fun playing with the music because there are always great stories attached to the music. And I remember first he was John Cougar.
Right.
Then he was John Mellencamp. Then he was John Cougar Mellencamp.
Now it's the other way around.
But he was John Cougar, then John Cougar Mellencamp. Now
the record company had him change his name, John Cougar. Then once he became popular and decided, I want my own name, he became John Cougar Mellencamp.
Ah.
Then he dropped the Cougar, so now he's just John Mellencamp.
Got it. All right. Doesn't have any identity crisis at all. No. All right. In a moment. We have the news from ABC on the Spike Lee documentary of Michael Jackson. Plus, we have Katie Couric's first guest and our video of the day to examine in an audio sense. The issues of the day, the events of the day, the fun things that people are talking about. We're having fun with the issues here on Good Day at 17 before the hour.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
200 years ago, the British cleric Charles Colton wrote the line, "Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery." Most people follow the trends, but dynamic thinkers prepare for the trends, especially in today's investment world. For decades, Swiss America has explained the big trends of the new century. Higher oil, gas, and gold prices, and a weaker dollar, soft economy, deficits. And they've been right on the money. It's no wonder many gold firms copy Swiss America. But Craig Smith, who founded Swiss America, says he's not mad about being copied. He's flattered. He's thankful word is getting out that gold protects wealth. Do what I did. Call Swiss America. Find out what's coming next before it's too late. Get their 2012 Rare Opportunity DVD and newest CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN. Forget imitations, get the original. Call Swiss America, the gold standard, at 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN.
Rising gas prices taking a bite out of your travel budget? Here's something to chew on. You can get more mileage from your travel dollar by staying at America's Best Value Inn, where you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and HBO at over 1,000 hotels in North America. Plus, join our free value club for room discounts, upgrades, and other instant rewards. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Yum. Hi, where's my music, Richie?
Which music do you want?
I want the television
music. Oh, the television music.
What is there about this television theme that you seem to have in your mind?
Here you go. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, speak about Spike. ABC has acquired the television rights to the upcoming Michael Jackson documentary. The film, let's see here, actually was done with the collaboration of the Jackson family and had been started before Michael Jackson died. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Really?
Yeah. It's called Bad 25. It traces Michael Jackson's creative vision during the making of Bad, which was after Thriller, wasn't it? I think that was the one
yes.
that came after.
Yes.
And so it was one of the two major projects. It was supposed to be part of the 25th anniversary of this album. It was about 1987. Going to put it on Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving of this year, ABC, you'll see the Michael Jackson Bad 20. Is that good television programming? I suppose it'll be.
Would
it be something
we'll
do?
Doing this? He did
yeah.
this?
Yeah. Would it be something that would be good in the theaters? Why would you put this out in the theaters before you did it on television, one would wonder?
I probably would.
Mm. So he's got a lot of there are interviews with a lot of the people that worked on this, including Martin Scorsese, Mariah Carey, Sheryl Crow, Kanye West was involved in that. Wow. Anyway, it'll premiere actually at the Toronto International Film Festival this fall, but it'll be on television on Thanksgiving. Katie Couric's first guest. New talk show starts next month. First person on the air with her will be Jessica Simpson. She is debuting her post-baby body on the show.
That's your premier there. Guest, Jessica nothing
Simpson.
Against Jessica Simpson. Interesting.
Remember
interview.
Who the target audience is for this program. Women who have had babies will be very interested in looking at Jessica Simpson's body. And the discussion will take place. She had 70 pounds and she dropped after she had the baby. And she's happy to go juggling and jiggling on the television and show everybody her new bod.
She's very pretty.
I like her, actually. She's one of the people that
she's very likable.
Yeah, I thought she was.
I don't know. I guess it just kind of doesn't have a good... It leaves a bad taste in my mouth being a woman.
So you think women won't... Really?
You know, why is this something that we should be... a part of watching. I don't know. It just,
to make it
it's
feel
like
dirty?
Saying that if she didn't lose all this weight, that wouldn't be a good thing. You know, yeah. I don't know. It makes me feel kind of funny about it. I don't think I like this.
Do you know that Jessica Simpson's fashion empire is worth about
a
I didn't realize
huge.
It was kind of
nice. Oh, and her shoes are awesome.
Really?
Love the shoes, Jessica. Thank you.
Wow. Sheryl Crow will also be on the first show. So the two first guests on Katie Couric's show that starts on the 10th, which should be a week from next Monday, right, will
yes.
be Sheryl Crow and Jessica Simpson.
Interesting.
Would you watch it?
Probably not. It doesn't interest me.
Okay. It's been rumored and now made official that Miley Cyrus will be guest starring in two episodes of Two and a Half Men as Jake's love interest. Jake is the kid.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, about the same age.
How old?
He's 20.
I think he is?
Yeah.
So there are just three men now.
Yeah.
Three
I mean,
guys living together.
Yeah. How do you get two and a half men out of that? How old is Miley Cyrus?
She's like 20, 21.
Huh. All right, so she's going to be the first love interest. Okay. Do we care? I suppose it's if you watch that. I find Kutcher to be likable.
Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah. And the other, John Cryer is the other
Cryer's
one.
Cryer's great.
Right? He's
Cryer's
pretty likable.
Yeah,
I found the kid, he reminds me of Justin Bieber. I want to put them both on the same, same torpedo.
Funny. He's a funny kid.
Yeah, but
hey, and one more thing.
What's that, Richie?
Dr. Phil's 57 Chevy convertible was stolen out of the shop where he was having his his transmission fixed.
Shocking.
The outrage.
$100,000 car.
Dr. Phil's getting his transmission fixed? Film at 11, 51 after.
Phil. American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Eckstein is all over the radio. Warren Eckstein is all over the petshow.com's website. And Warren Eckstein is all over the Doug Steffen Good Day website as well. You have to look no further than the Better Living box on the bottom of the homepage, where there is, from Warren, a blog about a dog that had been left on a mountain who got rescued. You love to tell these stories. Kind of reminds me of the, you love to tell the story of dogs and their glory. So the,
How in the world did you make that thought that just darted through your head in between your ears into a song?
It just comes to me, Richie. It's one of my talents.
True
it's natural
talent.
Magic.
It's a true talent.
Really. As a matter of fact, Warren ought to have me on his weekend program. I've never been on your weekend show. And I ought to be there to tell stories of Charlotte, or I could sing, serenade some of the dogs with "How much is that doggy in the window?"
That would be a
Charlotte,
ratings juggernaut, Warren. I absolutely
Charlotte
think
stories,
you should do it.
Charlotte stories would definitely be a winner, Doug, but I don't know about the thing.
Wise choice.
Oh, you killjoys.
Anyway, that dog you were talking about, this
yes.
is the story.
Yeah.
The dog was taken hiking. And first of all, you know, you have to take into consideration your dog, too. First of all, to go up in that mountain that high without equipment is crazy. And the guy left the dog there, for six or seven days, never telling anyone. So rescuers found out about it. They went up there. They finally rescued the dog. And now there's a court battle going on because the original guy wants the dog back. And I say, if you left your dog up there for 6 days to die, you don't deserve to get the dog back at all.
You're going to testify in the court case? Let's have you get in there.
You never know. I get calls from courts occasionally to testify here and there. But the guy should never get the dog back. I mean, he just abandoned the dog. His life was more important. You know, I don't know. I had an argument with someone the other day talking about whether human life is more important than animal life. And I said, you know, all I can, and they were a very religious person. I responded by saying this. Just remember this thought. When Noah built the ark, God told him to bring no human beings on board, only animals. Shut her right up.
Didn't we have a conversation here about whether you're, what would you do? Would you give up your life for your pet? Didn't we, wasn't,
I think we did talk.
Yes.
I think we did talk, and there's no doubt in my, you see, I may be eccentric, and heaven forbid I should be called eccentric, but the bottom line is this. My pets, my dogs, my animals are part of my family, and to jeopardize my life for them is equal to jeopardizing my life for any other member of my family, and I have no doubt that
they
I
are. Would. I do remember now. I said I would do it for Charlotte.
Warren, so let me ask you this then.
If my sister was drowning in my dog, the dog comes out.
Let's say you're on that mountain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you get separated from your dog, and you spend a day, 2 days, whatever it is, looking for the dog, and you just can't find him.
Yeah.
Do you go down the hill, go to the authorities, and have them put a full-out chopper, 100-man search on for the dog like they would for your kids?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Do you think that the authorities would spend the money and get the choppers and get the rescue teams out there looking for the dog?
You know, there are a lot of disadvantages of the press and the media, but one of the advantages of the press and the media, if you get them embarrassed enough, they will react. And in this case, if this went out on the internet all over the place, they would have no choice but to react. And that's exactly what happened. Tens of thousands of people reacted to this story based on the fact that it went out on Facebook and other media outlets. So the bottom line is, I would have done that. I would have said, listen, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to tell the world you're not going to do it. Get this story out. Get up there and rescue this dog.
We have some very cute videos at DougStephan.com, and I suspect you do too at the PetShow.com. The video yesterday was this cat that appeared to be moving without moving. It was almost like it was teleporting itself. Did you see that one?
I did not see that one.
Yeah,
I checked it up. I didn't see that one.
We had a cute video the other day of a dog that wanted a head of cabbage somebody left on the table. Did you see that? The dog trying to get to the...
I did see the cabbage one.
Yeah. So we've got now Cabbage Patch dogs. Remember Cabbage Patch?
I mean, if you look at YouTube, Warren, what would you say? They say the most popular...
The pet stuff.
Cats and boobs.
Nice.
but
it is.
Or cats with boobs. But the thing that's important is that, think about this. What in life makes us feel better about ourselves than our pets? So, of course, when people want to have fun or share things, the only thing that scares me about YouTube is I see some things up there that kind of say, was that really good or humane to do to the dog or the cat to get them to react that way? But for the most part, it seems like a lot of fun. And you know what? I really believe the animals enjoy the time they're getting with their owners.
Yeah. And people love to take a video. I have more video and shots in Charlotte probably than anything else on the website, you know, consistently anyway. We all love our pets as well. We ought to give them love and attention. They feed you extraordinarily well, so you feed them extraordinarily well.
That's what it's all about.
To the wise, from Warren Eckstein, The Pet Show. And
the summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.